the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It is wrong, wrong. It has to change.
Hi Retrospect fans, I'm Phil Gray and this is our final episode for 2019, episode 395 of Retrospect. And what a year it's been for the podcast. Lots of new discoveries, quite a few focused episodes, and amazing feedback from you guys, and I appreciate that hugely. So thank you for the year, thanks for supporting the podcast, and I commit to presenting loads more new episodes next year, and I've got a lot of material that's never been played on the show. So we got this episode underway with a personal favourite of mine. The band is called The Painted Ship from Vancouver. Formed 1965 as the Wee Beasties. They had two 45 singles, Little White Lies and Audience Reflections from Pollyanna's Dream World. We took the track Frustration, a classic slice of Canadian garage psych. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We're mixing it up a bit this episode. Started out in Canada, now we're heading down to this part of the world, but Australia. Picture and information about these guys up on our Instagram and Facebook. They're called the Purple Hearts. Formed in 1964 as the Impacts in Brisbane, Australia. Great Australian garage, the Purple Hearts, with a favourite of mine.
than just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
This is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
Lucky fire.
Three slices of Global Garage. The Purple Hearts out of Brisbane, Australia, top of the set with their cover of Gloria. Then another classic Australian band, they're called The Missing Links. Active from 64 to 66, but right in the middle of that, 1965, they actually had a complete change of lineup. So really, there were two different bands called The Missing Links. They released their debut album in December 65, very much influenced by the Troggs and the early Who. A lot of feedback, very raw, very much proto-punk. The Missing Links with You're Driving Me Insane. And then a band called The Highballs. Just 1:45, released in 1966 on Carousel Records. These guys are out of Sweden. And the track we had, cover of The Who's I'm a Boy.
I feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, here's an all-female band. 45, released on International Artists in 1966. The band is called The She's. The A-side, R.G. Murray. We're taking the B-side, The Fool. This is The She's.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
I think it's a horrible, disgraceful thing.
Hey! Hey there, Garage Rock fans. This is Dick Lee from the 60s garage rock band called The Brimmers. You're listening to Phil Gray and his Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Free 89.0 FM. Stand up, grab that air guitar, and get ready to rock. And oh, by the way, I think that E string's a little bit flat. The song you're listening to right now is called Sacrifice, and it is off The Brimmers' Sacrifice album. We recorded the track at Harmony Studios in Los Angeles in 1966. Rock on, all you garage rock heads.
You, whoa, 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 happy am I that you bring that guy with all his pretty things. Only reason that you go with him, cause he gives you diamond ring. Whoa, whoa, I'm glad, well, I'm not sad that you're gone, babe. Thank you.
Set of four there. First three bands. Information on our Instagram and Facebook page. The She's The Fool got the set underway. Then a band of high school students from Richmond, Virginia, 1967 A-side on Groove Records. The band is called The Hazards. Their cover of Hey Joe. And then from the San Joaquin Valley in California, The Brimmers with Sacrifice. Distributed overseas, or outside of the States. Got some airplay in Europe, Australia, and here in New Zealand. So The Brimmers with Sacrifice. And wrapping the set from Taylor, Michigan, the unrelated segments, Where You Gonna Go? We'll go Global Garage straight after this. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah!
Here's a track out of Italy on E-Dig Records, 7-inch 45, released 1966. The band is called The Black Men. The track, L'Urlo Negro.
Heavy.
the airs. So if I can have you to myself,
monkey that comes their way are the men who will not stand for God and who will not be out and out for Jesus and think nothing about it.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Depuis que ma môme est partie, n'ai plus un sou d'appétit. J'en ai assez de manger des œufs sur le plat. J'en ai assez de manger des œufs sur le plat. Oh, oh là là, pauvre de moi, qui me dira quand elle reviendra. Depuis que ma môme m'a quitté, j'ai mes choses à trouver. Mes chemises en nylon n'ont plus un seul bouton. J'efface mes jours à guetter son retour. Depuis que ma môme est partie, n'ai plus goût à la vie. J'en ai assez quand je vais au ciné. J'en ai assez de voir les autres s'embrasser. Oh là là, pauvre de moi, qui me dira quand elle reviendra. Depuis que ma bombe est partie, j'ai le cœur qui crie au secours. Passe mes jours à guetter de son retour. Oh oui, reviens-moi, mon amour.
Well, that is the sound of Les Bluesons Noirs. Probably my discovery of 2019, featured in a Pechacucha presentation that I gave earlier this year, in which I attempted to trace the true origins of punk and wound up with that band, Les Bluesons Noirs, French band. There were two four-track EPs released in 2007 by a label called Born Bad. They originally were released in 61 and 62, presumably recorded in Bordeaux. Very little is known about the band, only their first names, Sammy, Joe, Claude, and Did. 16 minutes of rock and roll covers from Les Bluesons Noirs, and there's no more context than that. So a bit of a mystery, but amazing. Out of France, Les Bluesons Noirs with Depu Ke Ma Môme. Before them, The Spiders, out of Japan, formed Tokyo 1961. Great band, The Spiders. Their cover of The Kinks' Set Me Free. And the Black Men top of the set with Le Urlo Negro out of Italy. We've got more of that sort of stuff coming soon.
Everywhere from the corner drugstore to the barber shop. And if you find obscenity for sale, call it to the attention of the owner. Remember, trading in stores that sell salacious material supports the obscenity racketeer.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Let's head to Peru, a band formed in Callao in 1960 as the Silver Twisters. Then they changed the name to the Spectros, eventually became Los Silvertons. Here we go, Peruvian band Los Silvertons with La Moto.
Yo no quiero bicicleta, no me tengo escarpeta para poderte burlar. O está ya una papeleta, me tendré que examinar. Haré se quedarán sin poder hablar y me felicitarán. Haré se quedarán sin poder hablar.
I'm Tony in Washington, Indiana, USA. I listen to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because it's groovy, man.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Is it habit forming?
It's new, Bill. We can't be sure about physical addiction, but one thing we're certain of. In every case so far, every one of the individuals has had a psychological dependence. No!
Take it for the airplane. Ain't got time to take it for a swing. Long as it goes, I'm going home. Baby, just slow me a little. Take it for the airplane. It ain't got time to take it for a swing. The lonely days are gone. I'm not going home. Baby, just slow me a little. When she slow me a little, I said she couldn't leave. Baby, I mean no more. Listen, listen, can't you see? I've got to get back to my baby once more. Take it for the airplane. Ain't got time to take it for a swing. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home. Baby, just slow me a little.
In a walk on.
When she slow me a little, I said she couldn't believe that I'm in no more. Listen, listen, can't you see? I got to get back to my baby. Take it for the airplane. Ain't got time to take it for a swing. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. Baby, just slow me a little. Baby, just slow me a little. Baby, just slow me a little.
You're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Don't forget about the back episodes. Certainly don't forget about the last two, episodes 393 and 394, our Psychedelic Curios episodes. If you missed them, you can grab them right now. You can scroll down our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. You can find them on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, all good podcasting providers now carry Retrospect. So we had Los Silvertons out of Peru, top of the set with La Moto. Then Brazilian band The Bubbles. We've had them a couple of times in recent episodes. They're the first lineup of a band that became a psychedelic group called A Bolha. So they had a later release called Raw and Unreleased, contained the only 45 from 1966, plus a bunch of studio rehearsals and tracks between 66 and 69, Beatles covers, Yardbird covers, and so on. So The Bubbles, track called Get Out of My Land. Confusingly, among the recordings, they have Get Off My Cloud in stereo, Get Out of My Cloud in mono, and Get Out of My Land. So The Bubbles, Get Out of My Land out of Brazil. Then wrapping the set, Japanese group sounds band The Mops off their Psychedelic Sound in Japan album of 1968, cover of The Box Tops, The Letter.
Hey gang, you want to hear some underground music?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
And we're not done with Global Garage. Here's a guy called Nico, picture of him up on our Facebook page and our Instagram. His full name, Nico Lamuto. Took this off the 60s Beat Italiano Volume 1 compilation, but it's originally a 7-inch 45 from 1966 from Nico, somewhat of a protest singer. Earlier on, he had been a guitarist in Pino Donaggio's group I Giovanni Giovanni. He released just two singles before disappearing. This is one of them, Nico with Che Vita e Questa Cu.
Dove tu non puoi fare dăm fuori un tizio che propone di intavolare una discussione su qualche inutile questione, magari sulla situazione dell'acciaio e del carbone, e vuol convincere la popolazione che sempre c'è un'ora di pubblicità, un tizio vuole insinuare che la mia auto è da cambiare, ma dico, lui cosa ne sa, se la mia auto va o non va, poi sbuca un altro tizio e dice che mi occorre una lavatrice, e allora dico basta.
To be Christian, and they'll allow their boys and girls to get the rock and roll from every Elvis Presley that comes along.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Car
That brings us to the end of Retrospect for this week. We had Nico out of Italy with Kevita Ekesta Ku. Then the Kryptons from a city named Sao Paulo da Assunção de Luanda, now called Luanda, capital and largest city of Angola. So they performed in 1964 at a place called Angola Cine in Luanda. Very popular band, quite a bit of regional success, but very obscure. They're called the Kryptons with a K, the song Manga Madura, out of Angola and featuring on volume one of the Kazumbi series of African 60s music. Then wrapping the set, L'Orchestra Vive, off their album L'Orchestra Vive volume one, released on Hasbinalo Record Company. So this is out of Nigeria, but I believe the band might be from the Congo or possibly Zaire. L'Orchestra Vive, picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook, track called Venus. And it's time to wrap with an instrumental. I've decided to go classic proto-garage, or at least a track that had a lot of influence on garage bands. It's a March 1963 release on Dot Records. Got to number 52 in 1963. These guys from Norwalk, Los Angeles. They're called The Rumblers. Classic track. This is Boss. I'm Phil Gray. And that's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast for 2019. Thanks again, and I hope you'll join me in 2020. With Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.